Gary Wirtish, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, and we farm with my son in Renville County.
Gary, what are your thoughts and the thoughts of the Farmers Union after hearing that the full House voted down the farm bill earlier today?
Well, we're encouraging them to go back to the drawing board or go back to the committee and come up with a bipartisan bill that actually works better and provides farmers a better safety net than a better safety net for rural America. You know, the present bill that got voted down today was put forward in a very partisan basis, and it failed. And we encourage them to go back to work. And agriculture, we've always worked well on a bipartisan basis. And the House bill that was put forward was not done that way. And to come up with a good bill that protects and does what it and gives the farmers a safety net, and they do need to work together. It's as Colin Peterson's men said on the House floor yesterday, I believe it was, it's too big. This farm bill is too big for one party to do it by itself. So they have to get together, and we were encouraged that they will do that now. And they did their messaging piece. So we hopefully will go back and get to work and actually get something done.
The partisan division is centered on the nutrition program. Outside of that, though, were there some amendments that came forward that you are either in support of, like really in support of, that jump out to you, or maybe some that are very concerning to you?
Well, obviously, sugar beets is a big issue in Minnesota, and that one went down. So that we're concerned on that went down, because that affects you got not only sugar, but the high fructose corn syrup kind of rolls in on that too. So it does, that is important. But there's various amendments. We would, some payment limits. The payment limits in the bill that got put forward are really loosened up. So we are concerned on that. Needs to be tightened back up, and protect family farmers is really what needs to do.
Anything else on the news of the farm bill today, Gary?
Well, just that, there was a lot of pieces that got, the conservation title. There was a lot of things that we were concerned about. So hopefully they can go back and work on it. It from all the indications, the Senate is working closely together on this. So hopefully now the House goes back and we come up with something that both bodies can actually support.
Get me up to speed on how Plant 18 has gone for your family.
Well, we're actually in pretty good shape here. I'm planting navy beans this afternoon, and hopefully if things go well, I'll finish them this evening. So then we'll be done. Right in our immediate area, we've done quite well. You get in the southern part of the state, they're pretty wet. Some people are just barely getting started and even struggling. And you get up in the northwest part of the state, they're very dry. So actually right through here, we've been pretty fortunate. And we got a late start. But, we could use a little shower, too. So it's, we can't control mother weather.
So soil conditions were good for the seed to go in. And as far as the other work around getting that crop in, like controlling weeds here early season, you feel good about that, too?
Yeah, right now we're in this immediate area. We're in pretty good shape. The soil, for the most part, the soil worked up fairly well. There was some problems with the seed bit early, but it's, for the most part, considering a late start and as wet as it was early, it's come through fairly well.
So you say a late start for you, and you're almost done now. What kind of a time frame are we talking about here, when you started and now when you're about to finish?
Oh, gosh, we didn't start till, I don't forget the date, probably about the 5th of May before we got started. But we've been pretty much going nonstop since it started. There was a couple of days, a couple of evenings, we got a little shower, maybe, but only like a tenth or so. So just, he had to quit early, but otherwise it's been, right in this area, it's been going pretty much nonstop since we finally got in the field.
All right. Anything else about planting, Gary?
No, I just, I feel the ones I know in the southern part of the state, in the southeast, are really struggling, and I feel sorry for them. I talked to a farmer just the other evening, and they were just going to try and get started, and he said they were really having trouble with the wet field, so.